Growing tree nuts can be volatile, up and down pricing, sometimes when you don't make much money at all. That's when off-farm income is so important. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. David Phippen is a partner with Travail and Phippen, a grower, packer, and shipper of almonds.
You know, the secret, and all these young guys ask me, and I say, you need off-farm income. That if you're going to be in agriculture, you need some form of off-farm income. If your wife is a school teacher or she works for a bank or you just have some other interest, maybe you personally have a harvesting company, or it pretty much that's what it takes. And it reminds me of all those years that I served in leadership in farm credit. 72% of the farm credit loans in America were supported by off-farm income. So that's pretty much the story. It was 40 years ago and it is today.
In more news, Jonna Lee Dunn in Northern California grows almonds. She commented on heavy pressure on navel orangeworm and ants.
We had navel orangeworm pressures again. We think it was worse this year than even last year. The navel orangeworm pressure just seems to get worse and worse every year. And this year, we struggled with ant damage, which you always get a little bit of it, but my husband and I personally, we have a block of independence, and man, it was hard to keep the ants at bay when those almonds were on the ground, and we got some pretty good damage from the ants.
With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.